With KAZU News, I'm Erica Mahoney. A 32-mile coastal trail and light rail line from Davenport to Watsonville may finally be set to go forward. The Santa Cruz County Regional Transportation Commission will hold open houses tonight in Santa Cruz and tomorrow in Watsonville to answer questions about the project, which has been on the drawing board for years. But don't plan your trip just yet. KAZU's Scott Cohn reports.
On a sunny Saturday afternoon on the west side of Santa Cruz, local politicians, neighbors, and supporters gathered to mark a milestone. Stephen Slade is executive director of the Land Trust of Santa Cruz County.
Finally, after 3 decades, we're breaking ground.
It's the first major segment of the Santa Cruz County Rail Trail on a mostly abandoned freight line. Plans call for light rail service to relieve traffic congestion and alongside a trail for bicyclists and pedestrians.
And all these little kids I see here, I love seeing the little kids. They will be riding the trail and they will be safe.
This section is only 1.3 miles long in a project that's ultimately supposed to run 32 miles. But Sally Arnold of the group Friends of the Rail and Trail says it's significant just the same.
30,000 people live within a 1 mile of this segment. That's a lot. It's a very densely populated area here on the west side. So it's really exciting to see the progress. Now we're finally getting to the point where shovels are hitting the ground and we are going to see it in real life.
Debate about what to do with the tracks dates back to the 80s. Passenger rail service, a scenic trail, or a combination of both. It turned a corner in 2012 when the county purchased the track with help from the state. The following year, the Regional Transportation Commission adopted a master plan, including the rail and trail. And in 2016, voters approved a sales tax increase, in part to help fund it. Guy Preston is executive director of the RTC.
That battle is over. The direction that transportation is going in this state is for more sustainable methods. It's for active transportation, it's for mass transit.
But just 7 miles down the track, Bud Colligan of the group Greenway, which is still pushing for just the trail, is showing me a different view.
It doesn't work here because, as you can see, the width of the corridor is not sufficient.
Here in Capitola, unlike the section on the west side, there's barely any space on either side of the track.
You have the rail line running down the center of a buried corridor where you have 20-foot high embankments on both sides.
No room for a trail, he says, without moving lots of earth, cutting down lots of trees, and spending lots of money. Along the 32-mile right-of-way, he says there are dozens of spots like this.
Each segment is going to require its own plan, money to build it, which in many cases they won't have, and ultimately political support to get it done, to get it through the environmental process, etc.
But with the county moving full speed ahead, Greenway has decided to pull back on active campaigning against the rail next to the trail, for now, and focus instead on supporting candidates that share the group's view.
Eventually, public support for this project will collapse, and we're just waiting for that to happen.
Nonsense, say the backers of the rail and trail. They're just getting started. And with more events like this and actual construction getting underway, they say the public will be fully on board. But they admit that even if everything goes according to plan, it'll be another 20 years before passenger trains are actually running, some 50 years after the debate began. Scott Cohn, KAZU News.